Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Kirsten Jeffords, The Laughing Kookaburra, Murmuruk, Mrs. Miterbump, George Cardass, Jess Donaldson, Constantin Valdor, Joya Vita, James Rule, Probs Not Josh, Izzy Aliberti, Ethan Morris, Deborah Mitchell, Ankarad, Sarah and Michelle Poyani, Matthew McCorkle, Nikki Nelson Hicks, Vili Canelli, Sam Oliver, Tales Hunter. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello everyone, Mike here, the Rusty Quill's video guy, to let you know that Gaming and Giving is back this year and better than ever. Tune in on the 7th of December between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. GMT to join us as we roll, button bash, and bluster our way through 12 hours of board games and video games to raise as much money as we can for Mind, the mental health charity. We'll have many of your favourite RQ crew coming down to play, along with special guests like Beck Hill, Imogen Harris, and Grant Howitt. And once again, you can join us online. We'll be performing this in the Theatre Deli's old library space, but unfortunately all of our tickets are now sold out. So instead, join us on www.twitch.tv/rusty_quill to take part from the comfort of your own home. That's Gaming and Giving. Saturday the 7th of December on twitch.tv/rusty_quill. See you there.
Hello and welcome to episode 140 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell, and with me today I have
Helen Gould,
Lydia Nicholas,
Bryn Monroe.
It's become worse now that he's got to the 40s, Ben Meredith.
And who are you playing?
Azu.
Sel Tybaram.
Hamid Salahurin Al-Tahan.
Zolf is also disappointed in Alex Zolf Smith.
Oh, please. Ben is just sad because he's literally dripping with sweat and doesn't like it. And he's just finding ways to be annoyed.
I'm not, he's lying. I've got a light dew of sweat.
You're just a bit shiny.
Yeah. Aww.
Alex puts in a dripping sound effect.
Yeah.
That line, just to undercut
sound
you.
Fair, I don't need that.
Oh, that's actually a noise, because I heard that in one
meanest
thing.
Oh,
Alex, it's funny that you're not actually doing anything. You're adding that in your voice. What a talentless person you are.
Honestly, if I could put that effect in, it's actually far, far more difficult. I'd never do that. God. Right, so you have managed to make your way out of combat temporarily. I don't know how you managed it. Hopefully it's only for a short length
Let's
of time.
Let's not open murder. Any more doors.
Most spiders.
Mostly spider murder and spiders.
Yeah. Cell is, as the combat fades away, stroking one of the spiders.
I really wouldn't. That counts as occupying its square. That'll go real bad for you real quick.
I don't think it affects me.
Absolutely will.
Yeah, so it affects everyone who goes into the...
Uh-huh.
What you said,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Listen, if you want to sacrifice strength, I am more than happy to, but I don't think you want to.
No, okay. So
I can heal enfeebled.
Oh yeah, that's grand.
Strokes the spider.
That's all good.
It dissolves.
Have one of those tiny plastic hands on
yeah.
there.
I kind of want it to be one of those ones that you know that have the crisscross mechanism. So when you squeeze it extends.
Yeah. Yeah. With the tiny little hand.
Cannon is in the.
You know what? I'll allow you if you can find it. You can definitely construct for yourself a collapsible 10-foot pole.
Okay.
That's a thing, yeah. And that will definitely be a wink with a little. Little hand on the end.
Yeah, okay.
So, you are all still actually in exactly the same spot I started last time. That was a whole combat-y day. But now you find yourself watching a kobold be like really weirdly into Hamid. Like kind of problematically, whilst the spider swarm just does its own thing on the stairs. You are still, technically speaking, searching for anyone remember the name?
Yoshida?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a bonus XP in this XP non-tracked system.
Wait,
his surname's Sowin.
I mean, the pronunciation was questionable, so have half an XP. Oh. So
the spiders dissipate after the equivalent of 8 times 6 seconds.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just let that happen naturally unless anyone draws attention. So, there you go.
Tell me your name.
Skrark.
Skrark?
Skrark.
Okay, Skrark, I'm going to... Skrark, you need to relax.
Skrark, yes.
Skrark?
Yeah.
Is it me or are they just saying Skrark to each other?
Yeah.
I think so,
yeah.
Skrark.
Their name is Skrark.
Skrark!
Right, this is nice. Are they going to be useful or should we just leave them here and carry on with the mission?
Well, they might know something.
Well, ask them then.
Skrark?
Skrark!
What do you do here?
Standing, watching, Skrark gives a weird kind of like closed fist salute to its head.
Are you a guard in this facility, Skrark?
Yeah.
Great. Did you know your way around at all?
Oh, Skrark. Yeah.
Do you know where Yoshida is?
Kind of looks at you blank.
What does Yoshida look like, guys?
Well, remember that they thought that he was like 60 foot tall and like on fire or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do you
ask them for the boss.
Yeah.
That's a good... Yeah. Oh, do you know where the boss is, Skrark?
Goes... Really, really pour some brain power into this. A light bulb goes off like lightning has just struck its brain. It looks up. Points at Hamid.
Yeah.
Oh!
Why do you think I'm your boss, Skrark?
To be clear, by the way, the language barrier is not a thing. Either this one or the kobolds in general, they're just not big talkers. Skrark gives a kind of like face like, I am small, and then gives like a, big un.
You're the alpha.
It's looking that way, isn't it? I knew kobolds had a relationship to dragons, but I didn't.
Skrark just starts like posing in front of all of the other party members.
As interesting as this cross-culture sociology is going, we need to get on.
Skrark, who was your boss before me?
The boss.
Where are they?
Down.
Can you take us in the right direction?
Kind of gives a worried kind of
nod. Skrark might be able to take us there. I mean, it's the best we've got.
Anyone have any appropriate knowledges for what kobolds are and so on, by the way?
Knowledge nature?
Do you have knowledge nature?
No, but someone might.
I do. I got so much knowledge nature.
You know who had knowledge nature? Grizzop had knowledge nature.
He did.
Hamid,
but
do
now
you have
he's
any
dead.
Knowledges? Because
I've got Arcana. It's all I've got.
Basically, there's additional things that should come up. However, I can't bring them up unless someone with the appropriate knowledges is made aware of certain... you can't because you aren't speaking the language.
Nope.
So, continue.
I've only got religion and nobility for further reference.
Arcana.
You're pretty certain this is the Earl of Sussex.
Arcana, history, nobility, planes, and religion, if there's anything in there useful.
Not really, not one specific thing.
Skrark seemed to react when I showed them my claws. I think the other kobolds might be the same. Like, so kobolds have a relationship with dragons. I don't know exactly what it is, but the fact that I also have draconic heritage might mean that they're going to react to me. What it means is if the other kobolds also notice my claws,
Skrark starts tugging at Hamid's tunic.
Also,
yeah. So is that our plan now, or should we?
Well, I think it will. I can't guarantee it's going to work.
Can you just go in with your claws out flying?
Yeah, and maybe. Yeah.
Skrark keeps tugging at Hamid's tunic.
Yes. What is it, Skrark?
Kind of gestures to give a secret.
Okay. I lean down.
Can I be a general?
Yes. You're going to be my general, Skrark's, and you're going to tell all the other kobolds.
Visibly puffs, like, in a way that humans can't, inflates, and suddenly this tiny little creature stood up well tall.
What did it tell you, and what did you tell it?
One second!
Hands on hips.
Skrark, your very important mission.
Skrark!
So, your orders are to tell all the other kobolds that they shouldn't fight me or my friends, and I point to the other three.
Cell waves.
Right.
As he just gives another closed fist salute, a little bit hard, punches himself in the head just a little bit.
So you're going to tell the other kobolds that, and then you're going to take us to the boss you had before me.
Skrark just starts running down the stairs.
Wait, Skrark!
Turns around.
Not too fast. Skrark. Give me 1 second to talk to my friends first. 1 minute to talk to my friends first.
Skrark just sits there, starts counting.
He asked me if he could be a general, so I said yes, and that he should order the other kobolds not to attack us.
Right, so you're now lying to this creature.
Well, it's better than murdering him. Exactly lying to him.
Wasn't exactly murdering. I was definitely leaving him behind because he's useless. We should keep going.
He might not be useless.
Where we need to go.
Then, if whatever you're doing, can we do it quickly and now?
Yeah.
I mean, suddenly you're in a rush. Earlier, you were like, "Oh, be slow." Like, can we just?
Because we've already not done the stealthy bit. They know we're here, so we need to move fast.
Why don't you?
Doesn't hurt us to have some information, Zolf.
Wait, so do it.
Why don't you and Skrark move away?
I have done it, and now the only thing that's making us wait.
Gentlemen, please. Can we? Why don't you and Skrark lead the way? Try the scaring the other kobolds thing.
Skrark.
And if not, we can just fight them if necessary.
That sounds like a good plan. Yes, I think that's.
Thank you, everyone. All right, let's go.
Right, yeah, good plan.
Okay,
let's
do it. Skrark is still counting on his claws, but getting very confused because there's more seconds than claws.
Is there anything about dragons that I might, or kobolds that I might know extra now? Because roll my same knowledge. Oh, okay,
Skrark, so not too fast, but take us to the old boss you used to have.
Skrark. Skrark takes a moment, squares himself up, and starts really slowly creeping down the stairs.
This is not looking good.
Okay, a little bit faster than that, Skrark.
Picks up the pace to something sensible.
Good work, Skrark. Well done.
Skrark.
Everybody, let's go. I'm sticking with Skrark, yeah.
Out of character, I love Skrark. So, I'm going to adopt him.
You all proceed to continue down the stairs with Skrark. Everyone give me a perception check.
Okay. Are we ready for me to fail?
21.
19.
20. 25.
Okay. The 20s. Yeah. Yeah, so everyone who got 20 or higher, you all notice that...
Everyone except Azu. Just like everyone apart from Bertie.
Skrark is scampering in a slightly haphazard way. You get the impression maybe that either they're drunk or more of that stuff that's been going before is happening. Like, they aren't moving quite as easily as you probably might expect. They bash into things a little bit more than they should, etc. Okay. Zolf, you hear the characteristic of those eye things in the stairwell, and you spot one of them is sort of underneath the stairwell. It's tracking underneath the sort of next floor up, down.
Smash it with a glaive.
I'm not even going to get attack rolls. There's no point at this point. Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
I'd forgotten about those.
More cameras.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not a thing. More
eyes
with legs.
You know, scrying focuses.
Sure, that. We should make up a name for them. Cameras. I quite like cameras.
Yeah, from the Latin. That's edgy. I like it.
There we go. Yeah.
I mean, they are evil, so Latin is the appropriate language.
Right.
Yeah. I always thought it was weird, you guys over in like Europe and stuff, thinking that there's a language that can be evil like that.
I guess the language isn't inherently evil, but certainly,
you know, the originators.
Well, I mean, to be honest,
none
of us really know about that, since none of us are human. You know, like, I mean, yeah, they can do it if they want, but you know, I mean, the temples had an issue with it, but yeah, who cares about what they think?
Skarg!
Yeah.
You continue
following.
Yeah, I love how blase the conversation's gotten to. Can we beat everything here? I think we can beat everything here. Cool, great, it's all good.
Let's just go.
So yeah, you continue making your way down the stairs. At some point, it becomes apparent that you're heading back into the more populated areas. You have grating that, you know, was used before, like demarcated the kind of more abandoned bit and then the more populated bit.
Mm-hmm.
You pass another one of those basically on the way down, and below that point, you're at onions. Carrots. One of them appears to be full of weapons, more of those syringe spears and things like that. You're heading down clearly like populated areas. You see one floor down, a door is wide open, and you get the sense that it leads to an open space beyond, just by the sort of sound, etc. Like a large open space, not a small open space.
Do we want to check in?
To be clear, by the way, this stairway continues a heck of a lot further down than where you are.
Is Skrark reacting to the open door?
He continues down the stairs.
Yeah.
And as you're approaching that open doorway,
yep,
he points to it.
Should we check for the traps? Because there might be other
spikes. Okay, Skrark, stay close to me. Stay behind me. Try not to get hurt.
I think it was like if he went ahead, he knows if there are any, you know, traps.
Yeah, he lives here, doesn't he?
Yeah, so...
Right. Well, ask him if he knows his way around.
So the boss is through there, Skrark. What's through there, Skrark?
Welcome.
He said, welcome.
Ominous?
Yeah, that's a bit...
Sounds like maybe a lot of kobolds, like your new army. Hey, new friends. New
or
friends.
Like a, or like a lobby.
Always more
yeah,
friends.
Has he brought us to the front door?
I mean, maybe. Kobolds are not very sophisticated thinkers.
You don't say.
Give me a knowledge nature.
18.
I mean, that's not accurate. Kobolds are kind of about as sophisticated as people are, really.
Okay, like, this, like, anti-kobold sentiment, I'm going to draw a line under, because I've met kobolds in the past, and they're just as capable of thinking and talking as you or I. Like, if there's some problem with this guy, then that's a sign, that's a symptom of something. That's not just the way things are. Like, you got to look at the underlying socioeconomic or political or possibly, like, even, you know, chemical reasons that they might be confused.
It is worth pointing out, by the way, I did let that play out because Hamid... As far as you're concerned, and as far as people have said, kobolds are kind of dumb. Although, thinking on it, people did used to say that a lot about goblins as well. It's just a whole thing.
So what you're saying is, like, Yoshida's drugged this one to be an idiot.
Well, like the ones that we saw
yeah,
before.
And all the ones we've met have been...
They were kind of slow, right? And kind of confused. But they did want to talk. They were just getting... It was hard for them to get the words out. So I'm thinking that something weird is going on here.
All right.
So they've all been drugged into compliance.
Yeah, it seems like they're under the influence of something.
All right.
Anyone?
Skrark is tugging at Hamid's kind of probes again.
Are you okay?
Welcome.
We're going to go through.
Just big double thumbs up.
Is it safe for us to go through? There's no spikes that all...
I mean, it kind of gives a little vague... I mean, yeah, obviously spikes are somewhere.
Where are the spikes, Skrark?
While he's doing this.
Kind of... goes like gives kind of like a top down
in this doorway
while he doesn't
know where the traps are
that was going on. I get my glaive and go bang bong bong bing bang 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 round the frame.
There is the echo of bang bang bong bing bang bang bonk through what seems to be a very large room on the other side of the doorway that you're clearly I'm assuming no one's standing in the doorway in.
No, not standing in the doorway.
Yeah,
testing if it's going to spike
me. obviously
Any of you like good at dispelling stuff or
I can do that once.
Well, like
so it better be important.
Well, just like if he's you might be able to get all the information that you need.
I can't detect magic.
You detect no magic.
So yeah, there's no ongoing magical effects on Skrark. I don't
Skrark!
Know what other form of effects could be. I don't know what Yoshida's been experimenting with.
I mean, Sel, unless you've got any ideas, I assume it's going to be
an alchemy roll. Is there any kind of potion that would do this?
Yeah, give me a knowledge alchemy. You have already done this, but...
Oh, yeah, I think I did. Yeah, when they were groggy before.
Go for it.
27.
Same again. Yeah, there are plenty of ways that you can make this happen. I mean, it's not simple, But again,
hang on a minute. I'll give him a medical. He's a heal check.
Yeah, give me a heal check.
23.
23, you find the same mark on the back of the neck that you found on earlier one before, the one that was shifting onions, I think it was. Your guess is it's a very complex poison.
Yeah, I reckon it's been poisoned. There's that mark. I think it's, you know, just a drugs administered probably regularly to keep him in control.
It is worth mentioning you aren't aware of any poison that could create this, but it's probably a cocktail.
I'm in a weird alchemist lab.
Yeah, like...
I'm going to assume they've made one.
And as an alchemist, tell us that, like, this,
objectively,
this is
it's
doable.
Achievable. Yeah.
I just can't tell what it is.
How long could a poison hang around in their body? There hasn't been some is it not possible something's been implanted that could be continuing to
deliver it?
You already rolled. You can't keep re-rolling the same knowledge check. You reckon about 24 hours?
Like, probably a day or something? Maybe we should just take a holiday for a day. If we have a nap, I can explode.
We're inside the bad guy's base.
But we could hide.
Being attacked by phalanxes of kobolds.
Those have been pretty easy to deal with.
If we keep Skrark with us, maybe it'll come to that, but we can't afford to just wait.
No. Where is a bed? Oh, okay, no beds.
I suppose
Skrark.
Shall we look in the room?
Yeah,
I think we should.
Skrark, stick close to me. Try not to get hurt.
Skrark is basically plastered to Hamid's hip.
A little further than that, Skrark, just for safety. I might need to move around.
I mean, there's a small amount of like maybe half an inch distance.
I'm going to inch through the door.
Okay, you inch through the door and proceed to not die, not trigger anything, and then enter what seems at first to be a dark corridor, but it becomes clear it's only dark for a little bit and then opens out into something bigger at the other end. It seems to be some kind of large hallway you would have to cross to the corridor in order to do it.
Is there any light?
I can give you some more. There seems to be a small amount of light coming in, natural light, presumably from windows or something similar, but not in this corridor, do you know what I mean? It's an internal corridor and light's probably coming from around the corner. In terms of decoration, there's carpeting, there's wooden floors, and there's a big picture on the right-hand side, which appears to be some kind of matronly figure. Would Sel... I don't think Sel would recognise them either, actually.
We've got knowledge and ability.
Oh, do you have knowledge and ability?
Yeah,
you can... It wouldn't be applicable for Azu because you're on the far side of the world, I'm afraid, for this
one. Oh, okay.
Only 9.
Nah, he doesn't ring a bell.
We were in some sort of well-appointed but super old and dilapidated... Mm-hmm. Like hallways earlier. Does this look in better upkeep?
Yeah, so it looks like it's the same aesthetic, but hasn't just been left to the twosies.
All right.
I mean, no, there was only one, so.
No, definitely was twos.
Not in that bit.
No, it wasn't in that bit.
I proceed down the corridor.
Cool. Yeah.
We'll stick relatively close together.
You proceed down the corridor and find that you are behind a grand stairway, so like a kind of alcoved doorway.
Mm-hmm.
So as you come through and it becomes a bit easier for you to see, you can see there's another alcove doorway at the far end of this very, very large room. And then as you turn around, you see a great hall. Like a very, very large, grandiose castle great hall.
I think this is the front
door. Yeah, whoever had the bets on front door.
It very clearly has a large, large, ornate front door.
He's taking us to the front door.
Worth noting, the door is not a huge barricaded castle affair. It is, you know, when people take a castle and they kind of want to make it into more like a chateau, so they replace it and make it more kind of fancy.
Oh, yeah,
fancy.
It happens all the time, yeah.
Think,
just in my normal everyday life.
Think the castle in Beauty and the Beast, for instance. Lots of posh doors. It's not really a castle anymore. But that enormous chandelier, which appears to be in fairly good condition, with a couple of lesser chandeliers over the remaining stairways.
Greater and lesser.
Two big curved, like classic stairways. You see corridor leading off to the left on the ground floor, corridor leading off to the right, and there appears to be. I think that I used to remember this. I want to call it an incidents table or something. So it's like it's a table in the middle of a room that's just in case you need
incidental.
To put some.
Incidental. Occasional.
I don't know if it's an occasional, because an occasional table and an incidental table aren't the same thing.
I don't think it's important.
I think we should all take a moment, okay, and take a break while I look this up.
As the
really
only
important.
Person in this room that doesn't own important. Property, I am trying to learn.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And welcome back. The term that we were looking for is table.
Is there any sign of inhabitation? Are there people anywhere in this grandiose picture you've painted for us?
So, there are signs of people being there in that there appears to be an umbrella stand by the main entrance, which has some umbrellas in it. And looking around, you notice there appears to be a large banner seems to be hanging over the two stairways, but because you're coming out from behind and underneath, you can't see it. It's clearly built for whoever's coming in the main entrance, not out.
Are we not going to take the back way then? Are we just going to walk in through the front door?
We're already inside the front door. Yeah.
We can leave.
Back of the front door.
Okay, we're going to go up the stairs during the main corridor.
Skark grabs Hamid's things and starts tugging him again.
What is it, Skark?
Gives a salute and points at the banner. Gives a big grin.
Is it a picture of a person?
Go and have a look.
Let's have a quick look at it.
It's going to be in Japanese, so Sel, can you have a look?
Looking at the banner, having a big old look.
You are going to have to head into the main hall to look back. It is built to be seen from the doorway.
I'm low enough on spells that becoming invisible is not worth it. So just going to be like, all right, and hop forward.
As you're moving, Skrark kind of runs up and tugs you kind of clothing a bit.
Hey, little buddy, what's up? Yep,
runs to the other corridor behind the stairway, and you hear a
Skark!
And then he comes back.
What was that, Skark?
Trap.
Good gestures for big spiky thing.
Oh, he turned off a trap.
And you made it stop. Well done, Skark! Good work. He turned off a trap, he says.
Alright. Well done, Skark.
Like, Sel crouches down and two thumbs up right in there.
It kind of goes from cheery into kind of a little bit scary.
The banner.
What?
Sell.
Oh, right. Yes. Sorry. Yep. Distracted. Yes. Going.
So
okay,
you head into the Great Hall.
Hop, Sell.
As you do from your sort of secluded thing.
Yep.
It's massive. Ooh. Really, really enormous. Like, ostentatious waste of space massive. Think like corporate headquarter foyer, like, look how empty our space is.
Yeah.
Looking up, you see there is a banner that's stretched out between. It is very badly done, but in Japanese it says, "Welcome intruders," like, scrawled on across the top of it. And then it has a, basically what seems to be an arrow that's just hanging below the banner that points down.
Yeah, guys, so it just says, "Welcome." It says welcome, and then they pause slightly over the intruders. I think that would be the English word,
right?
Or unfriendly, or like it's at all the translation. But yes, welcome intruders. And then there's a little arrow that just points on the floor, really down.
Right. Worth mentioning, at the front beside the main doors are very, very large stained glass windows depicting two images of Yoshida Shoin. Mm-hmm. One of them is, of course, Yoshida the healer, as he's handing out balms and tinctures to the needy masses.
To the needy masses.
And then there's the other one, of course, which is Yoshida Shoin, the genius, the man of science who stood atop a lighthouse looking up towards the stars and holding stuff. You're aware that it's
There's also, like, these lovely narcissistic stained glass windows, which pretty par for the course for, like, you know...
They're a decent likeness.
Yeah, for
let's go back down the stairs, then.
I was going to say, we don't want to follow the intruder's path. I mean, let's...
Could be fun.
Skark just starts heading into the main hall.
Skark!
Come back.
We're going to go back down the back stairs, I think. Stick with us.
Kind of phases out and just stares at the corridor for a little bit. But all right, let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, I could like go invisible and then check out what's going on.
Yeah, but if you trigger a pressure plate or a tripwire, it doesn't matter if you're invisible.
I mean, we probably don't want to go to the big sign saying "Welcome intruders."
I don't think so.
It's a pretty bad trap, though. I mean, unless it's a kind of double bluff.
It's a challenge.
You think?
Okay. narcissistic portraits, obviously clever person, probably quite evil. You're I'm going to assume quite arrogant, I mean, and maybe a bit of a...
Skark is grabbing Hamid's clothes and going...
Skark?
Pointing to the main hall.
No, we're going to go this way, Skark. Stick with us.
Well, hang on a minute.
Maybe this is made by the kobold and they want to help us.
Yeah, if Skark turned off a trap, ask Skark if he can get us through to the boss safely.
Skark, who made the sign? Ask him who made the sign.
Skark, who made the sign?
Big hands on hips. Skark.
Skark made it.
When did he have time to do that?
When did you make it, Skark?
2 ago.
You guys got that one.
Yeah, right. 2 hours ago.
Or 2 days?
2 weeks?
2 years?
2 something. It doesn't matter when they made it. They made it, so...
Yeah.
Skark, enemy of plot progression.
Can Skark get us to the boss safely?
Look, I just don't think...
Ask them!
Skark, we need to go and see Yoshida, and I point...
He points in the main hall.
Is it safe? Can you... What you did with the lever, you turned off the spikes. Can you do that again?
Yes. Then no.
I mean, can we start to assume I'm starting to just translate between Skark
and
the party?
Because
otherwise it's getting a bit...
All right. Well, yes, then no. Fine. They get us through what they can, and then we disarm or trigger safely the things that they can't. If they know where the traps are, then the traps ain't traps. They're just...
Obstacles.
Things that explode.
Obstacles, yeah. I mean, it seems risky, but it might be better than the alternative.
I think this is the best bet, you know, rather than walking up and down the back stairs, not really know where we're going. It didn't go too well for point at myself, you know, last time.
Yeah?
Did you get smacked
right.
through the skull? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that happened.
If everyone's happy with that plan, let's do it.
Not happy, but it's the best one we got.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All right, Skark, make it safe, and we'll go.
Skark starts stomping off. He's basically doing a parade march. He then kind of starts to forget what he's doing and just starts to amble, and then he'll maybe turn around, realise there's people behind him, and start marching again. He leads you out to the main hall, then back up over and through the main sort of big curved stairway.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it has the overhanging balcony so that you can view all of the needy masses as you're handing out your bombs and tinctures. I know. Then heads through large double doors to the room behind, which is a fantastically appointed dining room, which is laid out for about 8 people, maybe more. You get the impression that all those lots of plates is kind of a buffet deal. And then Scott just kind of goes, ha-ha! Gang goes over. Pulls out a bowl of apples. Kind of looks around for a moment. Just hops through a window. Then turns back, like a very expensive looking window, and then just turns back, double thumbs up.
Assume that was
poisoned. So those are poisoned.
Seems likely.
Although, I don't think we got time for a light lunch, so...
I mean,
Scott's like, ha-ha!
Hamid.
Doesn't hurt just have
Hamid.
A quick snack. Keep
no,
Hamid.
No.
Points to the suckling pig, which has been freshly cooked and is laid out.
Hamid.
We can come
evil
back
food.
For it.
Evil buffet. No. Come on. Know what you're like. Let's keep going.
Hamid is really struggling to walk away, you guys.
I'm going to get
As
Hamid by the heart.
It looks
like
it
looks... Fine. It's fine.
It looks real good. It's the best meal you've seen in... Wow, God.
Last time
More
we
than a
probably...
year.
Oh my gosh, yes, because of
not
the
from,
time jump.
Not from his lived experience.
Only months from his lived experience. You reckon you could eat?
We had some pretty good meals early on.
I don't know.
Campaign.
This
yeah,
is.
Well, you took everything nice away from us.
This is coming near to like triumph.
Oh, I don't know. The funeral meal was probably quite nice. Your family's rich.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want a last taste of dire lobster before you move on, Hamid?
No, because there is a cleric and a paladin marching him out of this room.
Yeah, if he lingers any longer, we're just going to take like one arm each and just. What's the frog marching? Yeah.
And I am taller than him again.
He leads you through and pushes open the double doors at the other far end. Revealing a larger, more Spartan, but that doesn't mean it isn't posh room. It has a rug across it. You see that there are 4 chests laid out, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. They appear to be basically... It appears like they're...
Are we in a, like...
We're in Zelda.
We're doing a dungeon.
It
appears like...
With a cheat code.
It appears like there should be more chests there. Like, there is the capacity for more.
Okay, if anyone who makes computer games is listening to this and can make a cheat code called Skrark that explains everything you reach as you reach it, I will pay them £1 million.
At the other end, you can see a
You've
very...
You've got to be careful. We
You got some.
Yeah, yeah, that's been recorded. That's for posterity now.
You can see at the other end of this room.
£100.
So this elaborate sort of almost tapestry carpet leads up to what is a large gilded doorway. However, it's tacky. It is a late addition to what is actual opulence. It's clearly carved wood with a bad job of painted
Donald
gold.
Trump perch.
Like, it's real tacky. It's big, and it's not even well carved. I think it's meant to have cherubs, but they kind of are melting a little bit. Like, it's not a good-looking golden doorway as such. And what it has is a pair of, like, velvet curtains that are kind of a little bit moth-eaten hanging from it as well. And Skrark points to all of the chests, gives a double thumbs up. Skrark! And then he goes over to beside the golden thing where he reaches behind it and goes... And you hear another...
Is it safe now, Skrark?
All right. Chests.
That'll do.
Glaive.
They are not locked. So inside one, you see that there is a fresh set of fine clothes for someone very tall. And you also see in there is, seems to be like a test tube rack with six test tubes, unlabeled. And then beside that is a sort of closed wooden box, which appears to be locked.
How?
Like, it has a little insert key.
Okay,
lock.
So like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not. It's a little wooden it's box, like a little bit bigger than you would need, say, to hold a passport. I am not talking. It has a halfing great padlock as well.
These chests are all safe, are they, Skrark? Yeah, I'll start. I'll just open the next one along.
Next one. Ooh, this has clothing for quite a heftily built person. They are very opulent, but yeah, they're made for someone significantly larger than, you know, the average human.
I'm going to go and open a chest.
Yes, we got Sel and we got Anne.
Yeah.
you see a very, very fancy dwarven attire. It kind of has a lot of brocade going on, and it seems to have very artfully done cutoffs.
I think these were made for us.
Does look that way.
Well,
I opened the last
make any
chest.
Sense.
Well, Zolf, this is yours. She flourishes
it's the worst thing you
mine.
Have ever seen. It's what happens when a child is told to design an admiral's costume and has a real big thing for the colour green. Okay.
Right, is there a box in there?
I opened the last chest.
The last chest has stuff for a halfling. It is appropriate size. You know what? As far as tasteful goes, it's okay. I mean, it is worth drawing attention that, like cultural thing, these are Japanese regalia. Mm-hmm. They aren't westernized or anything, but yeah, it's fine, you know.
I'd like to use profession tailor to assess them.
Go for it.
I have
what,
a
is
single
that actually
point
your profession?
In profession tailor.
Oh my god,
a single point.
It's come up like once,
you coward.
Yeah. 17.
It's a rush job, but it's a good rush job.
Okay, I put the clothes into my bag of holding, slip my cuffs off, slip them back on, and I'm wearing a really tasteful, well-put-together version of the same outfit.
Gotcha.
it's so when I design my outfit on the fly, I can do it well.
So
that's what the point is.
In the Zolf box, is there one of those small wooden boxes?
Yes.
Right, as I'm rifling through and getting one, I'm like, yeah, you really haven't changed, Emma, have you? And then I will, under my breath... And then I will take the box and hurl it against the wall.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
A natural 20.
Natural 20.
Yeah, nice.
It just explodes into chunk. You hear a sss. And then, like, the chunks of wood fall down. It splashes a little bit.
Poke around.
You get the distinct smell of, like, acid or something.
Any remains of anything?
What appears to be a small, like, vial, and then the remnants of maybe a piece of paper that is just curling into nothing.
Oh, an evil letter from the evil person. Right. Shall we get on? I'm not really in the mood to play their game.
Yep. So I was going to look at this rack of test tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And inspect it. Is there stuff in it?
No.
Ah.
They are empty test tubes.
All right.
But there are six of them for each of you. You have your rack. And then there are six test tubes,
each
corked.
One.
Yes. You each have copies of this. Empty test tubes.
I wonder if there's some sort of...
You're going to stuff them in my bag of holding, also too?
Is
there anything in Azu's chest?
Same as the others.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yours was the one that had, like, clothing for a much bigger person.
Oh, yes.
And in there is, again, six test tubes, none of which have any liquids in, and a box that's locked.
As for trying to unlock the thing,
mm-hmm.
I do have... quite a lot in disabled device.
Mm-hmm.
Can I try... But I don't have any lock-picking tools.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just try and shake and whack it? until it to see.
You could just do a disabled device check without thieves' tools.
Yeah.
It's just you're not as good without thieves' tools. Yeah. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the roll.
27.
Just. This lock is excellent. It is a fantastic lock.
Does not notice or care.
I know. But what you do notice is that there's a mechanism to it, but with that disabled device, it's not a trap.
Right.
But what you do is, as you unlock it, you realise that it's set in such a way that if someone didn't unlock it using the key and just tried to jimmy it...
Which I did.
But you did it right. You open it up and you see there's a piece of paper in there with a glass vial built into the box that has a clear liquid in it, and then there's a folded piece of parchment in there.
Reads the parchment.
It just has the number 5 on it.
What?
Some kind of puzzle or a game or something.
Let's just
cannot
keep
be bothered
going.
With any of this. I'll take the test tube to just throw them into a corner for a smash.
Your empty ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm playing his bloody games.
It's probably one of those where like one of them's a poison and one of them's an antidote.
Well, he just wants to desperately prove how clever he is. We've not got time for that.
I hate that, yeah.
Should we go?
Cell just looks slightly disappointed.
Hammond reaches out, tries to pat you on the shoulder and ends up patting you on the forearm.
Okay. What did you say was past this room?
I didn't. There's a big golden gateway with some velvet curtains.
Gonna go and look at the curtains and
Safe to go through the door, Scrark.
Scrark gets him out, gets a claw out, and just scrapes into the wooden floor like where there isn't some carpet. Just kind of draws a line. He stands on that side of the line, he's like, big thumbs up. And then he stands on the other side of the line, he's like, stands on that side of the line, and stands on the other side.
Seems clear
and
enough.
Then he goes over to the curtain and scrapes a line where the curtain is.
Okay.
And then stands on this side going,
yeah, they've made their point.
Yep.
All right, Az is going to go and stand on the with the thumbs up.
Yep.
Side.
Do and then, the same.
Yeah, and then pull the curtain.
I'm going to cast shield on myself.
Okay, describe it and how long does it last?
It lasts a minute per level. It is +4 to AC. I mean, when I say cast, I mean a necker potion.
Well, yeah.
Tasty now. And yeah, so that just makes me a little bit less pathetic.
I've still got about 6 hours left on my mage armour.
Oh, yeah. You've got so much mage armour.
I mean, they're basically the same, it's just one lasts a lot longer. I'm mentioning it because...
I just mean that I'm better. I'm just saying that, you know, my spells are better.
Cool.
No, I mean...
There's some things the cell can do better.
There's a lot of things the cell can do better.
Yeah. Can you turn into a dolphin?
No.
Just for fun?
What happens when I pull the curtain?
So you pull the curtain aside, and then you see on the other side a large mahogany wooden door with an elaborate golden handle. Looks actually posh instead of the faux-ness around it.
Okay.
It's closed. I pull it. It opens easily into what appears to be a drawing room, a very well-appointed one. It's got books on the side. It's got 4 comfy leather armchairs. It has a fireplace that's not lit. It's only about 20 feet by 20 feet, so it's a smaller one. And, yeah, it seems to have... Oh, there's a big, big picture of Yoshida Shoin. Again, stud. He's looking out at you with a knowing smile, a smile that's seen the world and knows more than you could ever hope to.
God, this guy's an absolute...
there don't appear to be any doors out from it.
I'm going to look around the doorway and the floorboards or whatever in front of me just to
give me a perception check.
Yeah. Let's do a perception.
Hello.
Perceiving. Not do very well. 13.
13. You see that there's a table in the middle of the room and like a coffee table.
I was looking.
No, I know, but
suspicious.
From here you aren't seeing anything suspicious around the outside. You see there appears to be some kind of mechanism built into the middle of the table.
Is there anything unsafe in this room, Scrark?
Kind of gives a little bit of a symbol of like a little bit.
Because
steps in. Yep, step in.
I mean, Scrark also steps in like.
All right.
Scrark's
then.
Just looking around and he's just like, whoa.
Oh, and what incredible ingenious mechanism has Yoshida got in store for us now to test our very wits?
There's something in the table.
Oh, right.
I'm going to go and look at what's in the table.
So wants to check behind the big painting, just in case that's a secret door, because that seems like the sort of thing that megalomite, maniacal, evilly...
Some eye holes.
As you start to look behind the painting, you find... Very clearly, there's a whole mess of stuff going on behind that painting, other than painting.
Right.
The painting is covering a huge amount of very complex machinery.
Guy, guys. So this room is maybe. So there's this concept I've been cooking around of like rooms that you have to escape from. I've been thinking of like mechanical no-go room or get me out of here, please. This is frustrating. Or maybe just like expensive brand tie-in, story plot room where you can do like, so, you know, I've had these ideas. So this may be, there's stuff going on here that maybe we'll need to, like there'll be clues or
what have you found behind that painting?
Look, there's just machinery and stuff. There's something really interesting.
What do you think the machinery does? So?
Knowledge engineering.
While this is happening, I want to go and prop open the doors.
Sure.
With like the two of the leather chairs.
17.
17.
Yeah.
You've not seen something like this before. In fairness, you get the impression that it is probably related to the broadcasting stuff that was up top. Maybe. Ooh. You notice that it is currently not on, like it's dead.
We broke all his stuff.
And as it stands, you do, like, here's some things that you, I can give you some characteristics for free.
Yeah.
Something causes this to trigger. When it does, the painting is pulled up.
Yep.
Like wrapped up at the top, revealing stuff behind it. The stuff behind it is a series of pins, and they all have painted black and painted white pins next to one another. They appear to be built in such a way that sometimes the white ones come forward, sometimes the black ones come forward.
God, Alex, you had so much fun, didn't you?
I'm so happy it's how like this is planning out. It's going exactly how I wanted.
Yeah, so this is like there's some kind of communication device. You know the thing that I unplugged earlier? And so now it's not working. And like it, I think maybe the lightning stuff helped a bit. It is...
just a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, so this, maybe he just sits here and then when there's like a message, it comes in and he can see it. Like, I can see it'll be like a video call. You know, have you ever wanted to call someone that's far away?
I've got a mobile stone.
You all hear a clunk
as
Skark has just gone up to the table and gone and faffed around with the mechanism in the middle. Nothing happens apart from a
mobile
clunk.
Like most stones are mobile. I mean, unless they're too big to move.
Oh no, it's a talking. I don't know about this. Sorry.
a talking stone.
You
is,
can use it to talk to someone.
There's another
really
clunk.
Far away.
A Skark is a just faffing with the device.
We turned the power off, Skark. Oh, we can't tell him. Tell him.
Clunk, clunk, translate.
Clunk, 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 clunk. Skark just doesn't seem to grasp that concept.
Skark, it's not going to do anything.
Skark looks at Hamid, and you all see a face you've not seen before on Skark, which is... I mean, it is, though. It's okay that you don't know.
Doubt.
We broke it already when we were upstairs.
Skark looks well disappointed.
What did it used to do?
It just did something.
Right, should we just start breaking stuff in this room until we find the way out?
That sounds incredible.
Well, let's do that then.
I am just going to accelerate. I don't need rolls. I don't need anything, okay? Yeah. So, you all just start just smashing, burning,
smash.
Tearing it, acid splashing, anything that you want. Here's what happens.
Big splash.
You discern the following information for free. You are in a sealed metal box. This metal box is chock full of various types of really unnecessarily complicated machinery. The books on the wall, half of them are real, half of them are not. Some of them have clues in. You smash them. Like, you go through, you're tearing through, and it becomes clear that it's the trappings of a posh room in a sealed container. However, as you're smashing and smashing and smashing, you find in the ceiling of the room, hidden behind a chandelier that's like attached but removable, etc., a hatch.
Here we go.
Yoshida's mind palace.
Disgusting.
It was always a,
It has it has a big red cross painted on it, and then a circle around that.
I just think,
to be clear, it was the most hidden thing of the entire room. Yeah.
I just think that, like, you know, it as a concept, sure, it's been misused here, but as a concept, for entertainment purposes, it has real legs.
I mean, sure, but you're right, time and place.
I'm pretty sure it can't be fun to be in a sealed box.
But imagine if it had
puzzles. Well, let's get this hatch open and then we can go through it.
Yeah, then we'll work on Cell's burgeoning business.
Stack a couple of chairs on the table. And
it's easy.
Yeah, I levitate up to the hatch.
For free, I am going to say...
Sorry, go, go, boots, go.
Because you've had ages to just trash this place, you are going to get for free. Mm. You get the impression this wasn't where you were meant to go.
Like,
I don't say.
Like, to be clear, yeah. Like, you, there were a couple of the clues, and you were like, oh, so this was good. Oh, and that was... Right, okay. I mean, okay. But you get the impression this, the hatch, isn't part of that, for what it's worth.
Okay.
You open it up.
Yep, sure.
So,
yep.
Conk!
Although I've played like this to... level of Dishonored too.
It opens up, and you poke your head out. You appear to be in some kind of lift shaft. It appears to have not much above, like maybe one floor, and then a huge amount of lift machinery is above you.
I would just like to note that Azu took a lot of pleasure in smashing things in that room, but carry on.
So what, the room is lifted up? Like the whole thing?
It does sound like the kind of thing that he would do.
Sell for free? Nah. You're at the top floor of this lift. This lift goes down.
Wait, so we are in a lift? Yes.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Right thing, wrong direction.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so this goes down. Right, cool. I wonder how we make that.
So it's lifted down. We turned off the power, we've got to find some sort of like maintenance ladder.
See if there's a hatch in the floor. Yes.
Under the table?
Or I'm gonna look around the shaft. Is there a maintenance ladder?
So I can give you for free. There is no hatch in the floor. You have torn this place down to bare metal that had actual wood attached to it, and so on. It took a while. There is clearly a ladder once you're up to the hatch that appears to be leading off to one side. Like you can levitate up into just a lift shaft. There's a ladder that leads down over the side.
There we go.
Okay, well...
Drop a rope, Zolf, then the rest of us will come through the hatch as well.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll tie a rope on to, like, one of the big cables and then drop it down.
I mean, I can still fly in an emergency.
Oh, no, I'm not... No, that's a good idea, I'm doing it, don't worry.
And as you head into the lift shaft, away from carefully constructed puzzles that I don't have to deal with, as you climb...
Why'd you make them?
I didn't spend any time on them. They were terrible. I'm so happy. As you climb up into the lift shaft,
was there a gun
I'm going to end
had
an episode
a flag
there.
That said bang, because I would really have liked that.
That's the level of stuff we're talking. I'm going to end the episode there. Congratulations on just turning an entire
we
castle.
We escaped the room.
We skipped the escape room.
I'm so proud of you guys.
Oh,
there's nothing better than people breaking an encounter.
we still get the XP though, right?
I mean, obviously you get the XP.
I think you should get more
that precious XP.
Spot just a slight. Sad.
Hammond pats you on the elbow again.
Fine. I mean, it just would have been.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit @r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com. for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.